If you believe it today, Remember as you walk forth from this place to give glory unto the Lord God for his hand upon your life. As we enter into the month of giving thanks, coming off our theme for this month of expressing our thanks, seeing why we ought to give thanks to the Lord always. Today I will be speaking to you on the peace of God. The peace of God. Come along with me, if you will, to John 14 within your scripture. Our scripture text will take you into the hours preceding the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. Here you will see by the very word of God that Christ Jesus is comforting his disciples. Drop your eyes with me into chapter 13. Go backwards from our main text. Come to chapter 13 with me. He has just washed the feet of his disciples. You will recall, it was in this hour that he indicated Judas as the one that would betray him as he drew near to the cross of Calvary. It is here that he conveys to his disciples, "I will soon depart." He begins to speak to them. He begins to convey important thoughts to them. Much like a parent or a spouse will do when they are preparing to leave and go away from the family home. Before going away, we will tend to leave important thoughts or notes. We will leave lists of responsibilities that need to be carried out in our absence. To those who you are charging or encouraging in responsibility, we will extend that which is upon our heart to those that we are leaving. If you have their best interest in heart, for those that you leave behind at such times, you will think of what is good, and you will do all that you can to ensure that they know what is expected of them. Here we see in the Word of God, Christ has been with his disciples. He had trained them. He had walked with them. They had learned of him. They had ministered with him. And it's in this very moment that Christ Jesus is conveying unto them. He is conveying what is expected of them that believe upon him. It's in this moment that he gives to us a new commandment. Look at verse 34 of chapter 13. Love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this, by your love one for another, as I have loved you, shall all men know that you are my disciples. Then we find here in the Word of God that as Simon Peter questioned the Lord Jesus, "Lord, are you going? Jesus answered and said, where I go, you cannot come now, but you will follow later. It was then, church. Then Christ began once again to teach and prepare his disciples for his soon going unto the Father. And beginning with our text today, turn with me to John 14, 1-4. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. May God add a blessing and understanding to the reading of his word today. You know, over the past few weeks, I have come before you with the word of God as we are moving toward the season of Thanksgiving. We have been focused on the mighty blessings of the Lord God for you, poured out upon his people as we come to him in faith. We have been examining the very word of God. We have studied, we have learned of him. We have found that our help cometh from the Lord. All things, the one who made the earth and the heavens, gives to you his strength to carry you through. From Acts 4, as given by example in the ministry of Peter and John, you will recall, the Lord is your salvation. He is your healer. And by his grace, he is empowering each believer in him today. He is empowering you as a child of God to walk in boldness, proclaiming his grace and his mercy to all placed within your path. For the child of God, he is anointing you, leading you for the calling that God places upon your life. It is today by the precious word of God that I desire for you to receive a key reason for giving thanks before the Lord God. Today, you have purpose to give thanks for the peace of God. Here today you will find four steps to realizing the peace of God upon your life. You know, as I look at this today, we come to this topic of how to realize the peace of God upon our life. Even as we see about us the evils, the struggles that we face because of the enemy of our soul, each of us are able to declare today that we are witnesses of family stressors, breakdowns, community struggles, crime on the local level, war on the global setting, unnecessary hunger and addictions. The list could go on and on and on. While there are many factors, church, that play into the reasoning for substance abuse or social issues or family or domestic difficulties, what we are able to pull from just a few areas of thought is that there is a need wherever you look, wherever you go. There is a need for the peace of God upon the inner man. The peace of God described as the peace of the Messiah, Christ Jesus, the state of the soul. The state of the soul assured of salvation in Christ Jesus. Bringing peace and harmony, absent of unrest, rage, or war. Ephesians says it to you like this: but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were afar off have been brought near to God by the blood of Christ. For he himself, the Lord Jesus, is our peace. It goes on to talk about the difference. There is no difference between the Jew or the Gentile. For in Christ, by his grace, with the Lord Jesus at the head of our church, by his shed blood upon the cross, we are united as the children of God. Those, all glory to God. You can give thanks today unto the Lord God, for he loved you while you were yet dead in your sin. He died for you, and by his grace, by his shed blood, as you receive him as Lord and Savior, you are brought nigh or close. You are brought into the very family of God. There is no more unrest in him. As you love one another, as you love the new man that God molds in you, as you follow him, as you accept his finished work upon you as an individual, there is no more strife as we seek the peace of God, the will of God to be done upon our lives. There is no more abuse. Why? Because it's the prophecy of Isaiah. It gives to you from Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou, O Lord, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth. He places his full faith and trust in you. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe we see in the wisdom of Christ Jesus in our text today. He sees the coming turmoil, the challenges. He sees the unrest and even the fear in the lives of those believing upon him. He knew, and you can see it in 15, 18 to 19. As we look in Chapter 15, verse 18, if the world, that which is influenced by the enemy, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hates you. If you are of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore, the world hates you. Church, I want to stop here just for a moment. As the Lord Jesus, as the Word of God reminds you that you are not of the world, that he has chosen you out of the ways of the world. He leaves you here in the world to be a mighty witness of his glory and his transformation power upon your life. But as you are in the world, God is calling you to begin to think of yourselves as one that is in the hand of God. Here he sees the time ahead as he is instructing his disciples of his soon departure. He sees the suffering and the challenges that you may even face as a disciple. Those instances that you may be called, challenged in your faith, in your conviction, or in your stand of him. He knows your every struggle, church. He knows your every care. From morning to night, from one day to the next. Oh, blessed be his holy name. He gives to his disciples in the hour of this text, as well as unto you and I today. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, gives to you, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You see, church, here is your first step to realizing the peace of Christ upon your life. Make a decision today. The Word of God is calling us. Be firm in your decisiveness. Make a decision. Let your heart not be troubled. I will walk in the provisions of the Lord. I will walk in the way of the Lord. Let it come what may upon the day. Believe also in Christ Jesus. Church, I've given some of the facts of world religions in the past. Many a people will believe in a God or multiple gods. There are whole sects that will even worship nature. There will be varied descriptions. God, the force of the universe, nature. World religions will have varied names for their gods. However, mankind, the world over, will either accept or deny Christ Jesus as the Messiah. Mankind, the world over, has the choice to accept or deny Christ Jesus as their Lord of Lords. Jesus gave to you and I today, I am the way. I am the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, saith the Lord. And in verses 9 to 11 of our text today, when Philip said unto him, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us. Verse 9, Jesus said unto him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Verse 10, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe me. Believe on the accounts of the works themselves. blessed be the name of Jesus, church. To simply say within your heart, yes, I believe in God, is but the first step. Christ is calling each of us today. Christ is calling us to understand that He is not a way. He is the way. He is not a truth. He is the truth. He is not a life. He is the life. He is your way, truth, and light.
Amen.
In Him, you will find your release from the powers of darkness, the grips of the enemy himself. He is the truth. His word is the truth for every circumstance. John 8:32 says, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. If the Son, Jesus Christ, therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Oh, glory to God. Can you give God praise in this house today? The Lord Jesus is the provider for life.
Amen.
Where Satan desires to destroy, Jesus is the rock upon which you can stand. He will take your feet from the miry clay. He will set you on a rock, upon the rock, to stay. Romans 6 says it like this to you, being made free by Christ Jesus from sin, you become servants of God. You have your fruit unto holiness, a life pleasing unto God. And the end is everlasting life. Jesus Christ is our Lord of Lords. As you set your heart today, come what may, the money might not be what it's supposed to be, the material things around you may not be all that you are hoping for. Not all relationships in your life may be up to the expectations that you once held. You may not fully understand the reasons for all that entails your life. You may even feel, for many reasons, as the disciples may have felt that day, a distancing factor from the Lord Jesus in the midst of your day. But I promise you today, as you set your heart, if you make the declaration, "I will not let my heart, my soul, my mind become troubled. My heart will be at peace in the Lord." As you believe upon the Lord Jesus as your way, the truth, and the life, you will be reminded today of the Lord God giving to you and I the third and fourth reason today for the peace of God upon your life. 14:2. "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." I don't know how many of you here today can remember a hymn of old. It was simply called "Mansion Over a Hilltop." Anybody ever sing that song? I've got a mansion. I can still remember from years of growing up as a young boy within our church. The church loved that selection. I even recall from 50 years ago, it was on page 45 of the hymnal. It sang of the streets of gold in the bright land where we are promised we'll never grow old. The last line of that old hymn went like this: "Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged. I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of the city. I want a mansion, a harp, and a crown." Bringing to you your third reason today for the peace of God upon your life is the reminder in the words of Christ Jesus: He has prepared a place for thee. A place, coming from the Greek, meaning a dwelling place. The Aramaic scripture will read, "In my Father's house are many rooms." Church, I don't know about you, but regardless of the size of the mansion or how many rooms I get, I've got a peace in my heart today, knowing that my Savior, my Lord Jesus, He has prepared a place for me. My prayer is, oh Lord, let me walk close enough to Thee. Keep me. Remain nigh unto me, I pray. I can take stock in what the Apostle Paul wrote unto the Hebrews. Out of Hebrews 13, says it like this: "This world is not our home. We are looking forward to the city in heaven, which is yet to come." Your fourth reason today, church, for the peace of God upon your life is the reminder that Christ Jesus gives to you in verse 3 of our text. Look back with me to our scripture with me today. Here the Lord Jesus reminds you and I, "And if I go and I prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will receive you. I will place you where I am. There you may be also." Now I take comfort. I receive peace, the peace of God upon my life, believing upon the Lord Jesus, knowing that He has prepared that place for me, and that there is coming a day as sure as you are born, as sure as you are mandated to pay taxes, as sure as you will be judged by the Lord God. There is coming a day, as the Word of God declares to you, you will see the Lord face to face.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 to 18. If you're taking notes, 13 says to you, "Brethren, I would not that you would be ignorant." If you believe that Jesus died and rose again, those who die in Jesus, God will bring with Him. By the word of the Lord, we who are alive when the Lord returns will not rise to meet Him ahead of those who are in their graves. For the Lord God Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. For the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Blessed be Amen. The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of our Lord. Church, today, as I bring this message to close, today let your thanksgiving before God begin in this month of giving thanks. Let your thanksgiving before God be for the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Speaking of this morning, giving some talk as your fellow parishioners came in, and I said, we know of the peace of God in our life as His presence is with us. It just is something that we know on the inside. We know when God is speaking to us. We can feel when the Holy Spirit is talking with us, convicting us, drawing us nigh. Today, let your thanksgiving of the Lord be for the peace that surpasses, that can only come to you by the presence of God. When the Word of God says to each of us that it will surpass all understanding, that is our understanding of what the matter should look like. That is of the steps that we are believing that we ought to take. That is, as we come to the Lord God, I trust in your will. I declare, I make it a choice. I will let the peace of God rule my life as I am walking with the Lord. I want to be reminded, this place is not my home. I want to be reminded that He has prepared a place for me. I want, oh Lord, I want you to remind me when I'm in the thick of things, Lord God, that you are coming again. Church, the Lord God, He will fulfill His purpose for each of you. He will receive you unto Himself. There in the presence of the saints of God who have gone on before. That where He is, where He is, your Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus, there you may be also. This is the word of the Lord. God be with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, you are able to proclaim the word of God, the peace of God, the will of God over your life as you receive the redemption of our Lord.